Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mario and Aaliyah with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, cattle farmers in North Queensland have planted a 10-hectare Pongamia tree paddock used for producing aviation fuel. The Laurie Family Cattle Farm, located near Charters Towers in North Queensland, have been collaborating with Jet Zero Australia on the Silvio Plus entity, where the Pongamia trees are producing seeds, where oil can be harvested and processed into biofuels. The seed husks can then be ground up and used in high-protein cattle feed. The Jet Zero have plans to build a biorefinery in Townsville, trialing to, quote, take bioethanol and about 100 million litres of sustainable aviation fuel, unquote, thus supplying most of the airports in the region. Trials expect that the first fuels will be in use by 2028.
More in local news, Outback butcher shops are forced to close down due to lack of apprentices and economic pressures. For example, Aramac's only butcher shop will close down next month. Owner Guffy Dash stated that the butcher trade was dying, with the younger generation seeming to be less interested in learning about trade. Retail manager and corporate butcher for Meat and Livestock Australia, Doug Piper, said the lack of interest in trade is a national issue. Mr. Piper said the biggest aspect to look into this issue is how much apprentices are being paid, especially to survive in this economy.
And in national news, according to an updated Queensland Health Fertility Clinic guidance, lesbian couples are now considered separate families, resulting in impacts on queer couples using assisted reproductive technology, or ART. Under the new guideline, two women carrying a baby using the same sperm donor should be considered two separate families, with the purpose of calculating donor limit. Kate Cantrell and her fiancé Jesse Farr had no prior warning about the policy change, and were met with the news via email that she would require her own family spot and that there was no more with their existing donor. Queensland Health spokespersons have commented that the law was poorly drafted, but have not provided information on whether the amended act makes exemption pathways and their access to ART providers for same-sex couples.
More in national news, a study of animal feces has confirmed the return of bettongs, also known as rat kangaroos, on Dirk Hartog Island. Due to invasive species, the island has seen slow progress in environmental repair. The bettongs were once almost hunted to extinction by feral cats and focus across the desert landscapes, and now are returning due to the island under close-eye conservation and mostly in fenced-off sanctuaries. Growing fungi populations detected through the feces study is said to be a key contributor to the island coming back to life, as it is bringing more nutrients into mammal diets.
And international news, speaking of feces, I know Dave mentioned this on Culture Vultures, but I have to mention this on air one more time. Andrew Tate got arrested. The former kickboxer turned raging misogynist was taken into custody by US Marshals in Miami, alongside Tate's brother Tristan, on accounts of alleged exploitation, trafficking, and abuse throughout the United Kingdom and Romania. The Tate brothers are part of what is called the Manosphere, an online echo chamber targeting disenfranchised men and boys, promoting the ideals of hypermasculinity and the anti-gender movement. The dangers of the Manosphere to Australian youth has been assessed by NSW Women's Safety Commissioner Hannah Tonkin, who states that, quote, there's often a narrative about men being under attack or feminism being to blame, end quote. It seems, though, that while Andrew and Tristan Tate lean heavily into subcultures like men going their own way, the only way they're going is into a jail cell and a court of law.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with some chances of rain. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to fortabazette.org.au.